The Gemara in Daf Chavdan and Beis on the bottom brings down a memra from a papa that Hilchasa, the halacha is Nachri Shehevi Darin Leisrael B'Yamtiv. If a guy brought a present to a Yisrael in Yamtiv, Yesh Ma'isa Aminu B'Mechubar Aser. If that thing that he brought possibly could have been Niktzar in Yamtiv, it would be Aser. V'la Erev Nami Aser Mechadeshi Aser. Not only is it Aser in Yamtiv because maybe he did Keitzar in Yamtiv, but it's also Aser on Matzah Yamtiv. You have to wait Mechadeshi Aser. You wait the time that it would take to do that malacha. Now it's mashma that once you wait to Matzah Yom Tov, it's mutter right away after B'chidesh Yasu. And Rashi says, a chidesh, that's mutter right away in Matzah Yom Tov Rishon, you don't have to wait until Matzah Yom Tov Sheni, even though it's Matzah Yom Tov Rishon is also Yom Tov Sheni, still it's mutter B'chidesh Yasu. And Rashi says that the svar is, because Mimanav Shach, that if the first day was Kaidish and now is Chol, so it's Chol. And if now is Yom Tov, if the second day is Kaidish and the first day was Chol, and there's no Isra B'chlal, so Mimanav Shach, it's Mutter, the Matzah Yom Tov Rishon B'chdesh Yasu. That's Rashi Shita. And then Rashi brings down other Rishon and the B'chalik on him. He has whole Arichas, whether it's Mutter on Matzah Yom Tov Rishon or not. And Rashi says that he has Rayas to this. The Lashon of Rashi is like this. He says, V'yeshli, says, Kain Daiti, Naiti, V'yeshli, Rayas Harbe. I have a lot of Rayas to this. Mahuda Bartavia de Ervin, from the Gemara in Ervin and Daf Lamentes, the Gavi Bartavia, Umi Beyash, and all the possession of Teres Bezah, and from the Gemara earlier in Daf Dalin, by Beyash, and all the possession of Teres Bezah. Alma Echad Cholhu, Miman of Shach Mutter. You see that one of them is Chol, and Miman of Shach, it's Mutter. So right? Like Rashi, he says, I hold it's Mutter Le'erv, even though it's going into Yom Tov Sheni. I have a lot of Rayas, and he quotes two Rayas, one from the Gemara in Erev and Daf Lamentas, and one from the Gemara earlier in Be'ah and Daf Dalet. Now from this Rashi, Lecher, there's a very important Raya to a very sadistic discussion, in the Yom, whether one should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not. So it's Yidu Adik HaShai and Rishonim, do we wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not? It's a big machlekes. And the Tribuna Rav brought a beautiful raya from Rashi in Masechah Sukkah that one should wear tefillin and chol hamayid. The Rashi sheet is that you do wear tefillin and chol hamayid. The Gemara in Daf Mem Vav is discussing if a person has a lot of mitzvahs in front of you. The Gemara says, Hayu lefan of mitzvahs harbe. You have a bunch of mitzvahs in front of you to do. So the question is, do you make one bracha on all them, or does each one get its own bracha? So Rabbi Yudah says, Mevarech al, you mevarech al kalachas v'achas. You make a separate bracha on every mitzvah. And the Tanakhama says you make one bracha on all the mitzvahs. How you lefana mitzvahs harbe? Imer bracha shekhi rishon is also vitzvan ala mitzvahs. So be the imer bracha kalachas machas bifnei atzma. So what is the case of how you lefana mitzvahs harbe? So Rashi says over there in bidimer maschum mitzvahs harbe and menvavim and alfin sukkah. He says lita lulav leishu besukkah laniach tefillin ulisata vitzitzis. So it's like Rashi, you have four mitzvahs in front of you. You have lulav, sukkah, tefillin, and tzitzis. And the question is, do you make one bracha on all of them or not? So Zakhti Chabina Rav, we're talking about Sukkah and Lulav, obviously we're talking about on Chol HaMoed, and still Rashi says you have tefillin and tzitzis in front of you, that would be a raya lachar that you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That's the beautiful raya of the Chabina Rav. The Rashi sheet is that you do wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And he was Mechamen to Bikiveger in Shulchan Aruch, in Simla Med Aleph, Mechaber says you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Ramah says Yesh Armim that you do. And the Bikiveger is mitzayin on that. He says, V'chein nira das Rashi sukkah mevavim and alf, tuber masl mitzvahs harbe. Bikiveger is mamash bringing this raya that's mevor from Rashi that you should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That's the Bikiveger's raya and the Tribina Rav's raya. Now the Binyan Tzion and his Chuvis and the Archaner over there in Sukkah are madcha the raya. They say it's not a raya because maybe you read Rashi differently. When Rashi says, Hayu lefana mitzvahs harbe, he's not talking about one case where you have all four mitzvahs in front of you. It's really two separate cases. One case is lita lulav leishu besukkah, and that's on Sukkos. And then there's another scenario, laniach tefillin l'sata v'tzitzis, which is during the year, not on Sukkos. Each one is a separate case. It's two examples when you have mitzvahs harbe. One is lulav and sukkah, and one is tefillin and tzitzis, but not necessarily that they all happen at the same time, and therefore there's no raya that you wear tefillin l'chol hamoed. So if you read Rashi like that it's two cases, not one case, then there wouldn't be a raya. Now, why didn't Rabbi Kiveger learn Rashi like that? How does he bring this raya? How did he know that you could read Rashi as two separate cases? So the I think Pshat and Kiveger is like this. The Stechemin really speaks this out. Kain, when I'm saying that the he says that Kiveger held that Rashi l'shitasa is muchach not to read Rashi like the Achaner is reading it. It can't be two separate cases. It has to be one case because Rashi says in Krisis and Daf Beis and Beis, talking about a different Indian, but Rashi says that the Lashon Harbe, whenever it says Harbe, in Shas, Harbe has to mean at least three things, three items. Two things is not called Harbe. Harbe means a lot, means many. Two things is not called Harbe. Harbe means at least three and up. So if Rashi here is going on the Gemara of Hoyulafon of Mitzvahs Harbe, there are a lot of mitzvahs in front of you. So Zakti Steichamid of Ikvegar understood that has to be at least three mitzvahs. Two would not be called harbe. So if you read Rashi like the Achaner, then it's two separate cases, then each case only has two. It's lulav and sukkah, and or tefillin and tzitzis. It's only two mitzvahs. It's not three mitzvahs, not four. You can't call that harbe. So Rashi, Rabbi Gvega held, it's muchach. You read Rashi as one long case. It's one case of four, and therefore it would be justified to use the Lashon mitzvahs harbe, and lefi that etake is a raya that you wear tefillin and chol hamoed. That luchar is the pshat in Rabbi Gvega. So now this is where Rashi over here by us comes in. Rav Moshe Mordechai Shulzinger in the Sefer on Beya Mishmar Levi, he says from Rashi over here, he just mentions that you see from Rashi Lachara that the word harbe could be used on two cases. Because Rashi, when he says he has rayas to this din, that the Beya is mutter on Matzah Yom Tov Rishon, Rashi says, v'yeshli rayas harbe, a rayas harbe. And then he only brings two rayas. He brings one raya from the Gemara in Erevin and one raya from the Gemara in Beya. So Rashi says, I have rayas harbe, I have many rayas, and he brings two. He says, l'chor you see from Rashi, that the word harbe can mean two, even though it's not three or four, two could be called harbe. That's l'chor, it's mavur from Rashi. And l'fi this, it would, l'chor, there'd be a makam to say that when Rashi says, ho'y l'fanam mitzvahs harbe in sukkah, that even two cases would be considered harbe, and you could read Rashi over there like the Aruch HaNer, and not like Rabbi Kiveger, and therefore there would be no raya that you have to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So the Moshe Mordechai Shulzinger doesn't bring down the Rashi in Sukkah, but he does say that this Rashi seems to be a steer to the Rashi in Krisis, who says that two is not called Harbe. From here we see that two is called Harbe. So Lechara, how you read that Rashi in Sukkah, whether it's Rai or not, would be telling these two Rashis, Rashi over here and Rashi in Krisis, whether two things are considered Harbe or not. At the end of the day, it seems to be a steer from this Rashi over here to what Rashi says in Krisis. Now, Lechara, you could answer that it's not such a kasha. Maybe there's no Rai from Rashi over here. When Rashi says that Harbe means two, Rashi is talking about in the Lashon of the Gemara, Lashon of Mishnayos, Lashon of Shas, Harbe means two. But Rashi himself, when he's speaking, the Lashon HaRishonim, Rashi doesn't necessarily speak, use the Lashon the same way the Gemara does, and Rashi could be looser with his Lashon, and when he says Rayas Harbe, even two is considered Harbe, but Avada, when the Gemara says Harbe, it would mean Bedafka more than two, at least three and up, like Rashi says in Krisis, and therefore, Rabbi Kiveger's Raya from the Rashi in Sukkah is Kama Vagamni Tzavah, it's Taka Good Raya, Lefi that, based on Rashi Lushitasei, that Harbe means at least three, and the taka would be a raya from there that you should wear tefillin chol hamoed. So at the end of the day, whether it's a raya or not, we'd be telling the shaila, does harbe mean, could you call two things harbe or not? And that would depend how you answer up this Rashi over here and the Rashi increases.